your dentist office now anymore, like in that.
Yeah.
I think, look at that, is that a hint? Yeah.
Okay, everybody, let's stand.
Pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word, a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. His words will I hide in my heart, that I might not sin against God. Pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose name it stands. One Savior, crucified, risen and coming again, with life and liberty to all who believe. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. We'll be back in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Don't forget, next Saturday, 4 o'clock, funeral for Joe Smith. By the way, Matthew and Christina, you've been requested to sing.
Okay, did they say how many? Or just one? Or
it will, you just... Actually, we hadn't sit down and wrote it out yet.
Okay.
But expect at least one.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Haggy and CJ's also been requested to sing.
Yeah. I don't know how to be. I'm not had to work.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. That's the same thing.
But let's do pray for the family.
Amen.
Okay, let's pray for our new missionary, Caleb, Dean, Teresa Smith, Dale, Denise and Carol Love, Donnie Chapman, Andrew Morgan, Kenny Brown, CJ went and seen Kenny, said his eye surgery went good.
Amen.
Geraldine Sprontz, Gladys Keehan, Children's Home in India, Betty Winstead, Christy Morgan, Debbie, Maddie, Dorothy Taggett family, Rusty Hill, Kimberly, Jeff Hall, Alan Duggar, Dallas Keehan, Saul, Carol Lyman, Brenda Nations, Sue Carswell, Alex Mace, Jacob Banner, Willie Reinhart, Dan Reed, Darius Moser, Juana, Bailey Smith, Shelby family, Leslie Fornell, Patsy Penley, Geraldine Chapman, Craig Stilwell, Mike, Elaine, Missy Morgan, Allie, Amy Claude, Lisa Buck, Edward Kirkland, Jesse Siegman, Kim Siegman, Miss Brown, Preacher Danny Black, Sydney and Rachel Hale, Pete, Miss Russell, Kenna Jones, Miss Evans, Barbara, Shelly Carpenter, Bill McKinley, Randy Loman, Sherry's dad, sister, and son, Barry Brown, Scotty, Karen McDaniel, Jeff, Dorothy Buff, Jeremy Jones and family, Frank and Lou Ann and family, Amber Smith, Kayla, Anna, Addie, Megan Watson, Janice Hendricks, Kelly Pruitt, Emily, Brian Clark, Bill Gisby, Devin Pahe, Jimmy Walker, Judith, Morgan Little, Rosa Buff, Ray Wackery, Lucy Chapman, Ernie Buff, Jamie and husband, Nick's family, Keith Phillips, and James Frost. Anything to be added took away? Okay, if not, anybody got anything on your heart tonight?
No, I thank the Lord for saving me to let me be here this evening, but I didn't have something to add there. there's a fellow who goes down to Mount Calvary, Ricky Mace. His daughters were in a bad car wreck the other day. I guess it was on the way to school, wasn't it? There was a fellow hit them and really tore the vehicle up. One of them was broke up so bad they had to take her to mission in Asheville. But she did get to come home. so it's Stormy and Carly Mace. I think it's some of like Preacher Billy and them's like cut. I think they are related, but not like real close. I think they're cousins or something. But both of them they're still hurting, and I think they said they're struggling with like flashbacks and stuff. You know.
Okay.
So
Stormy
and Carly Mace. Preacher Stoney actually knows the fella, or knew the fella that hit him, and I think they said he was under the influence of some kind of controlled substance or other.
How do you spell Carly? C-A?
I guess it's C-A-R-L-Y.
Is that a...
But, yeah, it's a girl. Yes, they're both young ladies. Okay. One of them's up teenager, and
well, one's a senior, and the other one is either. She's a sophomore.
Oh.
Oh, is she that? Okay, I thought she was younger than that, but...
She might be a freshman.
Yeah, just pray for them if you would. And also, Burns family, they go out to Smart's Grove. Miles Burns, his sister, who's mine and Christina's age, just a couple years older, unexpectedly passed away.
Okay.
And they didn't say what it was, I guess.
I don't think they knew.
Yeah, they just mentioned her Wednesday night, so I don't know what happened. She is 41. So pray for them if you would. And also, Lucy, she's got the flu, and Derek and Kate are still, it's like they start to get over it, and they're back in it. And so both, I think all three of them sick right now. So Chapman's Katie, Lucy, and Derek. So just pray for them if you would.
Go ahead, Tracy.
Can you put one of my friends in the list? Our name is Hannah. Hensley.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yes, I wanted to say Lord for saving me, and wanted to say Lord for give us a wonderful Sunday together with the family. Thanking him for bringing back tonight to the church for what he came singing and doing everything for him.
Amen.
Thank God for saving me and all his blessings, and pray for the family that got.
It's the Jimmy and Jill.
Yeah.
Young. Their house burnt down Wednesday night, so let's pray for them. They're in Catawba County, but I don't know where. I don't know. I didn't hear what district that was from. I'll find out, and we'll see if they need anything. We'll see what we can do about giving some food out of this, or you know, maybe help them out with some money or something. I mean, like I told you this morning, the house had insurance, but whether it's going to pay or not is a different thing.
Mm.
Insurance company found a loophole, so you know how that goes. Anyone else? Okay, if not, I'll come through.
So much better than we see some of start around here, God, and Lord, that you'd help us to have a desire for that, God. I know that I don't have the desire for it, God, to have. I pray that you'd help us in that, God. Lord, that you'd use us in every day and every way to let our light shine to honor and glorify you. Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Okay, this is another one that's been a long time, 181. I don't even know if I know remember how it goes, it's been so long. We've been trying to find the one we've sung a long time.
Yeah. I'm not real good at this. I eventually figured it out. So sorry, come this yet.
Washing his blood.
177.
177.
177.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing fire? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you holy, trusting in His grace this time? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood?
Christ Jesus lived today. He walked with me and talked. are bearing, we come alive. He lived, Christ Jesus lived today. He walked with me and talked with me, then on another way. He lived, salvation to involve. You ask me how I know he lived. He lived within my heart. Rejoice, so Christian, lift up your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujah to Jesus Christ the King. They hope they all could sing, they all could find. No other is so loving, so good and kind. He lived, Christ Jesus lived today. He walked with me and talked with me, the Lord another way. He lived, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lived. He lived within my heart.
Amen.
Look at Ephesians chapter 1. We're going to be in verse 12.
I about us, Lord, that sometimes we ain't worth killing, Lord, but you're always good to us, Lord. We pray and thank you, Lord, that you care. And thank you for your word. And thank you for your spirit. And pray you just help the preacher anoint him and use him. Give us what you have for us today, for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Verse 12 says that we should be the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ. Amen to that.
Amen.
You know, who can we put our trust in if we can't put it in Christ?
Hey.
I mean, folks, you can't put your trust in me. I'll let you down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm not completely. I might have all the good intentions in the world.
Right.
But with Christ, man, it's like he is never too busy for us.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
He's always there for us.
Yes.
You know, I could be having a problem or a need and trying to pray to him and find out what I need, and preacher half at the same time could be doing the same thing, and he's able to take care of both of our needs at the same time.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 Yeah.
To trust him completely in everything. Mm-hmm. It says in verse 13, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, and we know Jesus is that truth.
Amen.
The gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise.
Amen.
Man, do you realize tonight, church, what that verse is telling you? Mm-hmm. I mean, look. Because we first trusted in Christ, whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom after that ye believed, you were sealed.
Amen.
Folks, we are sealed tonight.
Amen.
Something that is sealed is preserved.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
I'm going to ask you something. How many of you just tried to open a jar that's been sealed?
Yep.
Yeah.
I tried to open a jar of jam the other day, man. I'm sitting there, I've got that jar laid down on the table, and I'm giving it everything I got to unseal that jar. It's taking a lot of effort. But I'm going to tell you something tonight, church. Glory to God, hallelujah.
Amen.
We're sealed in the hand of God.
Amen.
And the devil cannot break that seal. He'll sit there and pull on that thing. He'll grab that little rubber, little thing that the wife's got in the cabinet there with her little rubber band around it that's supposed to give you a little bit of leverage. He ain't got one. When we're sealed, glory to God, there ain't a man in this world or a demon in the beneath world, the devil, that can unseal us.
Amen.
We're sealed.
Abraham, amen.
Till Jesus breaks that seal. Glory to God. We're sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise.
Amen.
Folks, that means a lot.
Amen.
You know that Holy Spirit, Jesus promised that Spirit, didn't he?
Yeah.
He told the church over there, he said, look, I'm a leaver, but I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm going going to send you the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
A comforter. Someone to comfort you, to help you, to bring back your remembrance of things that I've taught you.
Amen.
Glad to not church that I'm sealed.
Amen. Amen.
Sealed to the day of redemption.
Amen.
Hey,
man, that's some powerful thoughts.
Yes.
Which is the earnest of our inheritance until the day of redemption of the purchase, possession, unto the praise of his glory.
Amen.
Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, and love unto all saints. I want to ask you something tonight, church. Do you think the world got there? Do you think they really understand the love that we have for the Lord Jesus Christ? The love that we have for him is so much that we're willing, like he was willing to give his life on the cross for us, that we're willing to give our life rather than forsake his name.
Right.
Folks, we ought to have that much love for God that we're willing to die rather than deny him.
Right.
That we'd rather die than say, no, I'm not a Christian. I don't believe.
Right.
Yeah.
I used to have the mindset that I wished I knew for sure that I had that much faith. But you know, as I get older, as I get stronger in the love of the Lord, as I get to know him better and better, I think I'm getting closer to being able to say, yes, I would.
Amen.
We don't really know until we're in that situation.
Yeah.
But I must now believe that I would rather die than to deny my Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Because he's that strong in my life.
Amen.
I believe without a doubt. Folks, I believe without any doubt that my name is written in that Lamb's Book of Life.
Amen.
I believe with all my heart I'm one of his children. I believe with all my heart that his spirit lives within me.
Amen.
To the point to where I could probably say yes. I'd rather die than deny my Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Right.
And that's a hard thing. I know someone who has not received the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. They wouldn't be able to say that, and they wouldn't understand why I would say it. But I believe with all my heart that my life has got that personal with the Lord that I could. Verse 15, it says, wherefore I also also that I've heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus. I've, you know, Paul saying here, I've heard your faith. I want people to, today in this world to know my faith in the Lord.
Amen.
I want them to be able to look at me and say that I am a strong Christian.
Amen.
Not because of what I, you know, of my glory, my honor, but because I love Him so much.
Amen.
I want them to see the love that I have in Jesus Christ. And all love unto the saints. Cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. And if Paul said, I'm praying for you. Church, I'm praying for you.
Amen.
And I know you pray for me. We pray for each other.
Amen.
You know, what, something that we never should ever stop doing is giving thanks to God.
Amen.
For all the things that He does for us.
Amen. Yeah.
Now, I know you've got, you know, Paul's talking to the church here, but, you know, I'm saying that we are to always give thanks to God for what He does for us and give God thanks for one another.
Amen.
Amen.
I thank God for the folks that come here.
Yeah, amen.
Amen?
Amen.
That the glory, excuse me, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. We need wisdom, don't we?
Yeah.
Yes.
And we need knowledge of Him.
Yes.
I want to know more about my Jesus. You know that song on page 6 in our phone book. I want to know more about the Lord.
Yeah.
I want to know more about Him.
Yeah.
Am I ever going to know it all? No. Not down here at least.
Yeah.
And we're not really going to truly be able to understand the Lord until we get there.
Yeah.
Truly. You know, He gives me in visions, you know, or, you know, comprehension of what He is like. I know His love.
Yeah.
He's graceful, He's merciful, He's faithful.
Amen.
He loves His children. I know that, you know, on a personal level, between me and Him and nobody else, the love that He has for me and the love that I have for Him, how strong it is and how stronger it gets each and every day. I'm a stronger Christian today than I was in the day that I received Him into my heart. Because I've grown in His knowledge and His wisdom. I can see Him for what He is in my life. You know, I just wish that you know, the lost people out there in the world would have their eyes open to what God is in their life. I mean, it's like I told you this morning, even when I was lost and dying and going in hell, He was still watching after me.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
And I am so glad that He did, because some of the stupid stuff I've done is wondering, you know, that we ain't been killed.
Yeah.
Especially some of the stupid stuff I've done when I was a kid. That's some dangerous stuff. I wouldn't dare tell one of my youngins what I did because I wouldn't want them to go out and do it. The of your understanding being enlightened. Crazy junk that I did as a kid, so I wonder if I'm even up here.
Yeah.
It's only by His grace that I didn't get killed as a kid. That you may know what the hope of His calling and what the riches of His glory of His inheritance in the saints. Mostly. You got people today that is working themselves to death, or they're doing whatever they can do to be rich in this world.
Yeah.
They take a nickel out of a blind man's cup.
Yeah.
That's how bad that they want riches.
Yeah.
But they don't realize that with Jesus, we got riches untold.
Amen.
Amen.
Not worldly riches as we look at them, but,
right.
You know, they look for the fountain of youth. It's not in Florida.
Right.
But the fountain of youth is John 3:16.
Yeah.
There's your fountain of youth. Because God's love is so much that He gave His only begotten Son.
Amen.
That it should believe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Shall have it. Mm-hmm. But everlasting life.
Yeah.
Amen.
There's your fountain of youth. You want to live forever? Get saved.
Yeah.
Get that salvation experience under your belt. Accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your one and only Savior. You will have everlasting life.
Yeah.
And it wonderful.
Yeah.
It's obtainable.
Yeah.
It's within your grasp.
Amen.
Just accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. And ask Him to forgive you your sins. And you will have these.
Amen.
And you said, guess what? Everlasting life. You have a life, you will have life eternal forever and ever and ever.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Starting from the day that you get saved.
Yeah.
If I go to the doctor next week, and he told me I had 3 weeks to live. You know who I would be worried about the most? Christy.
Yeah.
The preparations that I would be making wouldn't be trying to say, well, doctor, I need a second opinion, third opinion. How about give me some of them drugs you got? I'd be trying to figure out ways of, you know, making sure Christy's took care of.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Would I be afraid? Wait, yeah. But I know where I'm going.
Yeah.
And in some ways, I feel like the anticipation of getting there, I'm like, man, if I'm only making it. I mean, that's what this journey here is for, church. The journey here is to get there.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you decide you want to make you a trip from here to, you know, wherever. And, you know, the journey is part of the fun of getting there.
Yeah.
You know, seeing the sights. We're just sightseers right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're just seeing the sights.
Yeah.
Maybe when we get to the destination, what we were looking forward to getting to.
Yeah.
My destination is heaven.
Amen.
I look forward to it.
Amen.
And you know what? When I get there, I don't have to dread the trip back.
Yeah.
You ever know, you go on vacation somewhere, and you gone, and you been, and you done, but you dread the trip back.
Yeah. Mm.
Ain't gonna be no trip back. Not down here to stay anyway. But anyhow, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you might know what is the hope of his calling and what riches of the glory of his inheritance in saints. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe according to the works of his mighty power. Because he's got power, don't he?
Amen.
And he's got greatness. And he's all, to us who believe, he is putting that power and, that greatness toward us. But you walk in Christ when he raised him up from the dead to set him at his own right hand in heavenly places.
Amen.
You know, Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father.
Amen.
And he's watching and waiting for his Father to give him the okay to come get his bride.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Far above all principalities and powers and might and dominion over every name. That is the name not only in this world, but is in that which is to come. Jesus, come.
Amen.
We have power over all things. There's nothing. I want you for a minute to just think. When God looks over at Jesus and said, "Son, go get your bride." If the devil has a heart, you know that thing's going to drop to his feet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he knows then it's over.
Yeah.
And there ain't a thing in the world he can do about it.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. There ain't a beast on this world. A beast in this world. A beast above this world, if there's any. That can stop Jesus from coming to get his church. There's nothing. I believe with all my heart the devil's going to sit there and shimmer. Glory to God. Let's pick back up and, well, we got two more verses. Let's just go ahead and read them. And have put all things under his feet and give him to be the head over all things up to the church, which is his body, his fullness of him that filleth all in all.
Right.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Folks, we got an awesome God.
Amen. Amen.
A powerful God.
Amen.
You know, the devil might shake his fist and go on down here with us. Make our lives he can jar us around a little bit. But I'm going to tell you something. We got the Lord Jesus Christ on our side.
Amen.
And he's always going to protect us. When the bully comes, here comes the Lord.
Amen.
And he's going to put the bully in his place.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Does anybody got anything on their heart tonight? Okay. See it? Let's see how you pray.
Amen.
need anything more, you don't know. Hey, Ad, you can get done. You can get done, let me know when I can go to this stuff.